I think we do have a special call. So one of my celebrity friends is calling up.
Somebody
to say
wish you a happy birthday
to me. Could it possibly be? Let's find out. Hello.
Happy birthday, Frank.
Oh, wow.
Is this my long lost friend, Kelly Osborne?
Yes, it is.
How are you, sweetheart?
I'm amazing, thank you. How are you?
It is my birthday today.
Day of days.
Isn't this a nice little surprise
for
you?
It is a nice surprise, and especially on our second day here doing the morning show at 95.5 KLOS to have Kelly call us and take time out of her morning. What are you doing awake?
I keep asking myself
because it's my birthday. She wouldn't miss it again this year.
I keep asking myself that. Perfect.
Are you lying in bed right now?
Yes.
What are you wearing?
The dorkiest pajamas you could ever find.
No, come on, Kelly.
She does this fashion show.
No, she is a fashion. She's a diva. She knows all about fashion, and you're wearing dorky pajamas. Oh.
It's comfort. I'm not going to be like a negligee with no one else here.
But
I've got sweatpants on and a wife beater.
So there's nobody.
That's my typical attire.
There's no one in bed with you right now.
No, my dog.
Do you have a guy in your life?
Yes, I do.
Is it a fiance, Kelly?
No, it's not.
Oh, I thought I read somewhere where he had proposed.
I've been engaged to so many. I mean, they attach me to so many people, but most of them, I swear, are all my gay friends.
You're like, I've never even met that person.
But, a lot of people. Yeah, the amount of times I've been engaged and married and boyfriends, but I love it because most of them are just my gay friends.
So it's not true. You've never been engaged, you've never been married?
No.
Right.
Has anyone ever got down on one knee and asked Kelly Osborne's hand?
Yes.
Oh, but they got to go to Ozzy first, right?
Did they go to Ozzy first and ask for his permission?
No.
Oh, no.
Well, Well, I think I'm old school. I think I would.
Right?
Yes, I think I would. I think out of respect, I would want. I have a 15-year-old daughter, and if some guy was going to ask her, I would want him to ask me first. And if he didn't, I would never like the guy.
Yeah.
I suppose so.
Now, Kelly, I know you're here to promote. You're going to be on Drop Dead Diva, right?
Yes, I am going to be on Drop Dead Diva this weekend on the season finale, and it was so much fun to film. But
that's a great show.
I don't know what I'm allowed to say and what I'm not allowed to say because the ending has got such a twist and a surprise to it, and it is the season finale. But I can tell you that I play a complete psycho. Named Joyce, who's obsessed with Chelsea Kane's character, Paige, and...
So Drop Dead Diva. I'm not familiar with the show. I'm sorry.
It's on Lifetime.
I know. I mean,
it's a great show.
You know what? I wasn't familiar with it until I did it, and now I'm a bit obsessed with it.
It's not a reality show. It's a scripted show?
No. It's a scripted show, and it's kind of like this girl this in the beginning of when the show started, this girl got in an accident and she died, and... somehow get teleported into somebody else's body.
Really pretty girl, right? She dies and she comes back into another really pretty girl's body, but a heavier set girl.
Yeah, and it's just... I don't want to give too much away because I know I'll say something that will give like...
So what is the target audience for Drop Dead Diva? What is the target audience? Who are you looking to reach? Women?
I'll put it like this. You'll never believe people watch Fashion Police. More men watch it than women.
Kelly, I really like you on that show with Joan Rivers. She's something, ain't she? And you're like, wow, I did not think that you'd watch a show like that.
You really do. Every time I walk through the airport, it's only guys that come up to me and say they like the show. So you never know. I don't know what demographic likes it. You know, everybody can like anything.
Well, I will have to check it out.
I think they're trying to reach
It's the season 4 finale. I've missed 4 seasons?
Frank, you're so out of the loop. You gotta turn it on Lifetime.
Is it on Netflix? Can I go back and just start watching him in mass?
Yeah.
I hope so. Well, Kelly, thank you so much for calling in on my birthday. I appreciate that.
And have a great birthday.
Thank you,
Thanks,
sweetheart.
Kelly.
Thank you.
Take care. Now go back to sleep. All right, 1-800-955-KLOS. Drop Dead Diva is airing, this Sunday.
September 9th.
September 9th on Lifetime at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central.
I know she had to go, but I wanted to say I love her, the song that she did with her dad, Frank, called Changes. It was Kelly and Ozzy.
I haven't heard it.
Oh, my God. It is. It's
Can we
play
that?
You have a daughter.
Can we play it?
Now, when you listen to this.
I'm feeling happy.
Oh, we got it.
sad. I lost the best friend that I ever had. She's my baby. I love her so. But it's too late now. I've let her go.
Melissa, I don't want to hear that. That's going to make me cry.
No, it's just about her growing up and like
yes.
moving. We're going through changes. We're going through changes.
You know, they should go on America's Got Talent together. They're pretty good. I think they might have an in.
A little bias.
I don't know. That is a good song. We're listening to it during the break there. So be sure and come back. We are Heidi and Frank.